Says he was a wartime cobbler. Make a pair of boots fit just looking at your foot.
I can feel it all the way down to my plums, getting all swollen, with a light blue hue to them, fresh and juicy, ready for the picking. I want to bite into that plum and let the juice spill down my chin. You know what I mean?
CITR Campus Radio. Can you feel it?
I can feel it down in my plums. They're getting a nice bluish hue, getting ready to take them to the farmer's market. Special two plums for one.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is a morning after show. And stick around because we have special guests today. Lots of interviews and live music.
Thank you.
we're back here, 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show, and we have a couple of guests today that are going to be performing live music here on 101.9 FM. So we're listening there to the Bleeding Hearts with the song Walls Come Tumbling Down, and we started the show with Grimes, a pretty cool band. So we have Lini here. Hey, Lini, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fine, fine. Thank you. Right. And we have Colin also here to play. How are you?
How are you? Very well, man.
Cool. So you guys have shows coming up, no, soon?
Well, yeah, I've got a show. It's celebrating a single release. I've got a new single coming out, New York Minute, which I'll play for you guys a bit later on. And doing a show on Thursday, May 24th at St. James Hall.
Okay.
Yeah, it's gearing up to be a pretty big show, and I'm really excited about it.
Cool. So that's the CD release?
Yeah, it's a single release.
So a single release?
Yeah, I've got a single New York Minute. It's got a B-side on there called The Last One. So basically two songs, like a single and B-side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful song.
Yeah? Cool.
Thursday's a good day. I'm playing over at Toby's Bar and Grill on 12th and Commercial, 9:30 till midnight.
Okay, this Thursday?
Hey, this Thursday, you got it.
Okay.
And we got some really cool musicians coming out. Darren, who's in studio with us, he's playing some lead for me. He's going to be there. And my buddy Turo, as well as my brother Greg from Darkwood Percussions. He's going to be playing some drums, and we're going to do a little battle at the end.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Toby's is close to my house.
Well, you should come then.
Yeah, just drop by. So Darren also played in with Erin Frances, no?
Yeah.
Before? What other projects do you have going on there?
Those are the only two right now, and besides just my own little solo work here and there.
Okay.
Yeah. Working with Nikki Rude over there.
Rockstar extraordinaire.
Okay.
In Pisces Dream.
Yeah, we have a full studio here today, so let's let's get into the music, no?
Totally.
Let's start with Lini. You want to start with a song?
Yeah, for sure.
Audience?
All right, the first one I'm going to play is called Finding Amanda, and it's one of my spoken word ones. And yeah, here it goes. Burning low, she watches as if hypnotized to the smoke curling around that little red glow. Inhale, exhale, take a break, retake. Stuck in the cycle like a herbal essence, rinse, repeat. This dope sick is bullshit, cause she just took a hit, and she can't understand why the fuck she's feeling like this. And we're just trying to find Amanda. She's nowhere to be found. She's trying to find herself, cause she doesn't know she's going home, man. Clock is reading 5:30 AM or PM, she doesn't know. Cause the room is dark with her secrets, and the curtains are tightly closed. Her body's deprived, but she still can't eat, and her eyes are bloodshot, but she still can't sleep. Cause she's living in this craze like a fucked up haze. She's been calling her life now for days. We're just trying to find Amanda. She's nowhere to be found. She's just trying to find herself, cause she doesn't know she's going home, man. Just trying to find Amanda. She's nowhere to be found. She's just trying to find herself, cause she doesn't know she's going home, man. We'll be right back. streak down her already dirty face. She looks down at the tears that have puddled on the page of the letter she's been writing to her mother. Surrounded by words not written down right. Her body's in a constant state of rock and shake, yeah, rock and shake. The tracks get larger and harder to hide, so she tries to find clothes until she breaks down and cries, because no one knows, and if they knew, they'd be so damn disappointed in you. No one knows, and if they knew, they'd be so damn disappointed in you. And we're just trying to find Amanda. She's nowhere to be found. She's just trying to find herself, 'cause she doesn't know she's going home, man. Just trying to find Amanda. She's nowhere to be found. She's just trying to find herself, 'cause she doesn't know she's gone, gone, gone. Oh, she's gone. Oh, she's gone. Gone. Oh, she's gone. Doesn't know she's going home.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, any CDs or?
Yeah, that one is actually on my EP that came out last February called About a Girl.
Okay.
You can get it by going on the Facebook page or the fan site and asking me, and you can also pick it up at the show on Thursday.
Okay. So, what's the Facebook page?
Leanie Bennett.
Leanie Bennett.
Just my name.
Okay. So yeah, check that out. Let's do Anel, we'll be right back here.
Get ready for Volume 4 of Next Music from Tokyo. A mayhem of indie Japanese music will descend on Vancouver Wednesday, May 23rd at the Waldorf Hotel, featuring Japan's best and brightest rock legends. The Zazen Boys, Group Inu, Charan Porantan, and Praha Depart. Next Music from Tokyo is a non-profit cross-Canada tour showcasing the best independent and underground music from Japan. Volume 4 of Next Music from Tokyo, Wednesday, May 23rd at the Waldorf Hotel. Winnie Cooper presents the Thursday Concert Series at 560. With one of the biggest video walls in North America, 560 is quickly becoming one of the nicest venues Vancouver has to offer. It currently houses four floors, each presenting you with a different musical vibe. In the coming months, the Thursday Concert Series will showcase some of the biggest local and international acts to hit town. The Thursday Concert Series at 560 Club, located at 560 Seymour Street in Vancouver, BC, presented by Winnie Cooper.
So we're back here. A lot of guests today on the show, so we have to do a little faster than usual here. Let's say some shout-outs, no?
Yeah.
You have a birthday?
I do. I want to say happy birthday to a friend of mine. Her name is Kai. She's on the island and hopefully tuned in right now. So happy birthday, beautiful.
Okay. You have also a shout out here from Emily.
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah. And also our friends in North Vancouver that are listening there. These roofers are listening to the show.
Yeah, I got roofer fans.
Yeah. And Arlene also in the Okanagan, she says it's really hot now there.
Oh.
So that's nice, eh? Spring, yeah. Spring
finally.
It's
hot out here too, I'm burnt.
Yeah.
I can't remember like 5 days in a row where it hasn't rained.
Ah, isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
I'm now loving Vancouver.
Yeah, that's really cool. Okay, so Colin.
Yeah.
Let's hear a song from
I'll play you guys, this is the single I'm going to be releasing on the 24th of May. We're doing a showcase at St. James Hall. Me and my band, it's Colin Bullock and the Really Nice People. And
that's awesome.
And this is the single, it's a little song I wrote called New York Minute.
Okay.
All that jazz and that strange conversation, making it up as we go along, call it improvisation. I'll trust this if that I'm walking upon, 'cause you left me this way. I need a minute to breathe now. I need a minute, a New York minute to breathe now. When all of this love smashes together, it's the only thing I'll remember. Oh, this emptiness is filling up, and the fire in my belly shifting to my heart, and everything'll be alright. Cause this lost love has found a home tonight, and I swear this is the last time I'll take your heart and make it mine. I'll do anything to keep you here, cause losing you's the one thing that I'll fear. I need a minute to breathe now. Need a minute, a New York minute to breathe now. When all of this love smashes together, it's the only thing I'll remember. I'll keep it in my mind, behind my eyes, a little pocket where I keep the memories alive. And some sink and some fade, it's alright. I come back around the best time with perfect pitch and melody. You come crashing into me. Minute to breathe, 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 breathe. I need a minute, a New York minute to breathe now. When all of this love smashes together, it's the only thing I'll remember.
Oh, I love that song.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
What's the name of the song?
That's a song called New York Minute. That's going to be my new single coming out on the 24th of May.
Okay.
Yeah. And I guess you can get that, you'll be able to get that from my website, which is colinbullock.com. And you can get tickets for the show there, also through Northern Tickets and Zulu Records and Red Cat Records.
Okay.
Yeah.
The usual, usual outlets, yeah.
That's right.
Cool. So where are you from?
I'm Australian.
Yeah, Australian.
A little place called Evans Head. It's like a beach town close to I guess Brisbane's the closest major city.
Okay.
And I moved here 4 years ago. I've been living in Vancouver for 4 years now. So.
Cool. Yeah, we had a girl from Brisbane actually playing here on the show a couple of weeks ago, I think. Pamela White.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. She's traveling around Canada, so cool. Made a stop here. Cool. Yeah. So when you play with your band, it's you plug in electric and everything?
Yeah, it's I play a lot of acoustic. I also play a bit of electric, and we have a pedal steel player, a drummer and bass player. It's kind of similar to what you just heard, just with some really nice backing from amazing musicians.
Okay.
And also we got a couple of artists opening up as well, Daniel Huscroft and Manny Kyra, two local Vancouver guys, and also Christian Adam is a surrealist painter. He'll be showcasing his artwork on the night as well.
Okay, so cool.
It's gonna be a really fun.
Yeah, St. James Hall. I think it's Ilano, no?
St. James Hall. Yeah, uh-huh. It's on West 10th and Trutch.
Yeah, okay.
A beautiful old church. It's been turned into a concert hall.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It's an amazing place for a show.
Yeah, good acoustics, no?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Big vaulted ceiling.
Cool.
That's awesome.
And you also play electric on top of it? You're going to do like...
Electric acoustic, yeah.
Electric acoustic.
Rocking this one. Her name's Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Yes, I name my guitars.
That's cool. Drums?
Yeah, we're going to have some darkwood percussion out that night, so some djembes and cajones and stuff like that.
Okay.
Possibly some congas, cool. Which I'm excited about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's on Thursday at the Toby's Bar.
You got it.
That's on a commercial and 11, no?
Between 11 and 12. Yeah.
Cool. This Friday also we have a really cool concert at the Indie Pop Vancouver series. The Rain and the Sidewalk is going to be performing with a Payday Millionaire and the Red Hot Icicles Burning on Fire.
That's a good name.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty fun band. So that's happening this Friday at the BX. That's on 1143 Kingsway. So let's listen to The Rain on the Sidewalk, and then we're going to interview Michael Fraser, violinist extraordinaire that is here. He's going to talk to us a little bit of the Kolch Youth Program that is having a little festival there at the Kolch. So we'll be back after this. That's The Rain on the Sidewalk. Trevor is going to be performing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, 1143 Kingsway. And we have here in the studio Michael Fraser. Hey, Michael, how are you?
Getting yourself.
Fine, thanks. He's coming for a little visit here because there's a festival, the annual Ignite Youth Arts Festival, happening at the Kolch. From May 14th to May 19th. So you want to talk a little bit about what the festival is about?
Yeah, well, I mean, my understanding is it's basically geared around youth that are emerging artists. And so I saw it online and decided I probably would be fit for the description because I'm young. I'm 23, playing violin over contemporary dance music. So that's kind of... I wanted to bring that to the young people that they're attracting and show them what I have to offer.
Okay. Yeah, every day is like different disciplines, no? Artistic disciplines every day?
I haven't looked deep into the program. I've got my slot and I kind of just been preparing for that.
Okay. So yeah, today is like literary arts. Tomorrow there's going to be dancing. And then on May 17, cross-disciplinary performances. On May 18, gender performance. And the finale, I guess, is where you're going to perform at May 19?
Yeah.
Cool. So Michael does a very interesting music. It's kind of like Balkan beats that you put there with your violin.
Yeah, there's a melange of stuff, right? It's centered around house music per se, although I kind of waver between different styles. And then I also infuse gypsy sounds and swing sounds and other different stuff that I'm influenced by, like disco and hip-hop sometimes. Mm-hmm. I just put it all in the bag, shake it up, and then make a song, and then people dance.
Hopefully. Okay. Yeah, it's really cool. I saw you perform, well, a couple of times at this place, Hasher, in the open mic that we put there every Tuesday.
Yeah.
So, really interesting. And you were doing a vaudeville, no? Also, a cabaret.
Which one?
A vaudeville. The vinyl vaudeville.
I don't know him.
Yeah, the cabaret that you put on Granville Island, Performance Works.
I played at Performance Works a couple times on Granville Island. Yeah. It's a really nice space. I did the Electro Vaudeville show there. Mm-hmm. The Electro Swing Club has a festival that they're starting to do, and they did the first one this year, I believe. And it was at Performance Works, and it was great. Hot Club of Mars played before me, and they're an amazing gypsy swing band. Mm-hmm. I got to jam with them, and then I took out my DJ stuff and started the dance music, and everybody like went from seats onto the dance floor, and it filled up and people went crazy. It was awesome.
Cool. So what are you going to do on the 19th?
I think that I'm going to showcase a few of my original songs. The idea is that this is kind of a sit down location because it's at the Kulch, and I want to showcase the music that I'm composing. So I've got a few songs that I'll be showcasing that I might not have performed at other shows before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And who else is performing that day?
Does it say on that website that you're looking at? Because I don't know. I haven't looked.
No, it doesn't say, actually.
I know I'm playing on that day.
Let's see. Well, we'll look for that information. Let's play the song, no? This song by Michael Fraser. Django style, is that it?
Yeah, Django style.
What's it about?
I went to Europe when I was younger with my family because we played gypsy jazz. Me and my father. My father played Django style guitar, and I played Stefan Grappelli style violin. And we went to Europe and jammed with a bunch of gypsies at various festivals. And one of the gypsies gave us their CD, and he's like, "This is for you." And it happened to be Django's little cousin that was playing on the CD, and it was presented by another family member because they're all really, really tight, the mm-hmm. gypsy families. And so I was listening to the CD last year after many years that it's been on the shelf, and I found this one song. I was like, ooh, I like this song. Okay. So I took the little excerpts out of the song, so little loops, and sped it up really, really fast, and played bass and violin and composed drums on my computer and put it all together, brought it into the studio, tweaked some knobs, mixed it, and so then this is the preview master of it, because it's not yet released. It's just sort of in the making. I'm going to be putting out an EP sometime in the next little while with this song and another song and some remixes.
Cool. Okay, so let's listen to it.
Django
so
style. Like
world premiere here. Oh, Django style, Michael Fraser. So yeah, he's gonna be performing this Saturday, 19, at the finale for the festival, the Ignite Youth Arts Festival, happening at the Colch. Really cool place, eh? The Colch.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a great place.
So tickets are $10. Six for students, and if you are between 12 and 19 years old, it's only $2 for the ticket. So we found who else is playing that night. So Manchat is going to be performing, Alexander Flock, Internet Futures, Big Evil, Jocelyn Petit with Francesca Tan, and the No Collective, Untitled Tapis, and of course Michael Fraser. And you're also going to be performing in the House Festival?
Yeah, in the House Festival happens on Commercial Drive in and around the area. Different backyards, they set up stages, and we get to perform in the sun. So I'll be playing a show on the same bill as Mocha Only on June 2nd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, really cool. So, yeah, check out this festival. It's happening all this week, so, yeah.
Well, people can keep in touch with me on my website, michaelfraserviolin.com, and I'm on all Facebook, YouTube, SoundCloud, all of that.
Okay.
Same name.
Yeah, check him out. And you busk also sometimes, no? The Granville Island? Or
I haven't busked at Granville Island for a long time, but I was thinking of going down to Granville Street and busting out a few DJ tunes and seeing how that goes over.
Okay.
Sometimes last year I busked at
English Bay. The Jazz Festival too, no?
Yeah, English Bay and the Jazz Festival. And yeah.
Cool. Okay, well, thank you, Michael, for dropping by.
Thanks for having me.
Station and letting us know about this event. Let's continue with the music. Let's put the Japanese band Charanpo Lantan. They're coming to town on May 23rd at the Waldorf as part of the next Music from Tokyo Volume 4. So let's listen to that, and then we'll be right back here with Lini and Colin. More live music here on 101.9 FM.
Cinco Wednesdays at the Cobalt. $5 cover, $5 draft, and $5 highballs. A weekly showcase of up-and-coming bands, artists, and DJs, where the artists get 100% of their ticket sales. For more information, visit thecobalt.ca.
Get ready for Volume 4 of Next Music from Tokyo. A mayhem of indie Japanese music will descend on Vancouver Wednesday, May 23rd at the Waldorf Hotel, featuring Japan's best and brightest rock legends. The Zazen Boys, Group Inu, Charan Porantan, and Praha Depart. Next Music from Tokyo is a non-profit cross-Canada tour showcasing the best independent and underground music from Japan. Volume 4 of Next Music from Tokyo, Wednesday, May 23rd at the Waldorf Hotel.
Cool. Yeah, you can't miss that show, May 23rd, that's a Wednesday, at the Waldorf. Really cool Japanese bands are coming to Vancouver. So, yeah, let's listen to another song, no?
Yeah.
Really? What are we going to listen to?
Another spoken word one. It's called P.S.
Okay.
It's a little bit funner than the last one.
Okay.
Books, cause babe, you gotta kill a right hook, and the drywall took it like a champ. Some days when I'm sitting reminiscing, us, I wish I could say the same about my favorite lamp. And it's not that you ever violent, though, no, but that now let's call you passionately pissed off. And I'm assuming I wasn't helping by just sitting on the couch while you stormed around the house. And P.S. Oh, I found something you forgot to break. P.S. I found something you forgot to break, P.S. Oh, I found something you forgot to break, P.S. Oh, I found something you forgot to break. Going around telling lies, you know, things like how you left and, well, I cried. But let's set the record straight, cause that's not what I'm about. Honey, you didn't leave, I kicked you out. And P.S. Oh, I found something you forgot to break. P.S. I found something you forgot to break. P.S. Oh, I found something you forgot to break. P.S. Oh, I found something you forgot to break. Oh. Suppose if I were to compose you a letter, it would have to be like a last will and testament, and I'd probably sign it sincerely yours, since that just sort of sounds right. I wouldn't mention goodbye because you're famous for your last words, and I don't care how dumb this sounds, I don't care how absurd you're not. So below the belt is where I'm aiming, knowing me, I'm probably gonna end this shit with a really lame, just saying, P.S. Oh, I felt something you forgot to break, P.S. I felt something you forgot to break, P.S. Oh, I felt something you forgot to break, P.S. Oh, I found something you forgot to break, girl. You forgot to break, girl. You forgot to break.
Cool. Yeah, I think I heard that song before.
Yeah.
Maybe at the open mic.
You yeah. did. I did play that one.
Cool.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, yeah.
Extended version we'll be playing on Thursday.
Yes, we are playing an extended version on Thursday. Darren has decided he's taking my song personally, even though it was written about, you know, a girl. So he has some words that he would like to share with everybody about. Yep.
Oh yeah, you're gonna.
It's a little more interesting.
Yes. He's taken it upon himself to be awesome.
So what are you gonna do?
Oh, we're just gonna... Well, you'll have to be there to see it. It's gonna...
Is there a rebuttal verse?
Yes, pretty much. He gets very heated. It's quite cute.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So that's Thursday. Any other shows that you're having? Or?
Not right now. I am did want to say a shout out to Vannevar Weiss. She's also going to be performing on Thursday. She's doing a cover with me and also maybe performing her newest song. I don't know the title yet, but it's freshly written and amazing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Like Toby's, they're starting to put shows now every...
They are. They have a, as far as I know, they have a band that's quite consistent there that does a lot of awesome covers. Mm-hmm. But I know my buddy played there last Thursday, and I was talking to Claude Dean Santos from Family Industries, mm-hmm. And that's how I got this show. And she said, yeah, they've been doing a series of some stuff. So,
okay.
I was quite grateful to get the spot. It was awesome.
Cool. Yeah, interesting. Mm-hmm. This is like a sports bar, no?
Yes, and I'm going to play hippie music. Woo!
Cool. Is the hockey over? Anybody knows?
I hope so. I mean, I really love playing during halftime, but...
Vancouver.
Oh, Vancouver. You got it!
Yeah.
It was a joke.
You know, it was delays. Yeah. The show, the hockey.
So. I think that's how I met you, wasn't it? Quick, you have 7 minutes.
No, hopefully sober. Mm-hmm. Let's listen to Colin.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'd like to play another song. I'm going to play a song that's last year embarked on the mission of recording a whole album in Vancouver in our apartment. And basically did this whole record in our living room, and it came out awesome. I'm really happy with it. And I'll play you guys a track off that. And it's a little song called Kid Driftwood. This one.
Picture this summer, bright red sailboat on an ocean. I'm so far away from all that solid ground. I'm the salt you smell, I'm the sun that hits your face. Like guiding you home in the first place. Hey kid, driftwood, travel safe. So do you need a ride? I know a couple of tides going your way. They'll take you to the next door beachside town. And when the water gets warmer, you're on your own. It's never been a problem for you though, driftwood. Cause solitude's what keeps you going. And you never traveled lighter. No baggage sails beside your driftwood. Hey kid, driftwood, live and learn and moving on. You never traveled lighter. No baggage sails beside your driftwood. Hey kid, driftwood, live and learn. Said you had your share of the old hook, line and sinker. You've escaped the tangles, old seaweed tried on you. You're a castaway, but that's okay. Cause it's never been a problem for you, kid driftwood. Gypsy blood runs through your veins now. And you never traveled lighter. No baggage sails beside your driftwood. Hey kid, driftwood, live and learn and moving on. You never traveled lighter. No baggage.
Whoa. Thanks, folks. Thank
yeah,
you.
That was really nice.
Yeah.
So what's the difference between the music scene there in Australia and here? Have you been?
That's a good question, I guess. I think it's a lot similar to Canada, whereas we have a lot of really good music going on down there. Lots of live, like, Australian artists tend to travel a lot because and they're always really, really good live most of the time, because the live scene in Australia is still very happening and lots of people still going to shows. And I guess the main difference between Canada and Australia is Canada, I find, is a bit more influenced of the US market.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas Australia is kind of pretty much direct from England, like, and the UK. Like, we get a lot of the UK stuff. And the cool thing about Oz is, like, we don't really have, like, pop stars. Like, we don't have, like, much like Rihanna kind of hitting the top of the charts like in Australia. We have a lot of more kind of like more musical, like a bit more kind of like singer songwriter indie, like just some bit creative, like new stuff. Like, yeah, I'm not saying like Rihanna and that kind of music's not creative, but I've heard a lot before. Like, it's not really groundbreaking, right? Okay. Like, it's just to me, and I think that Australia has a cool vibe where things that are popular are kind of pushing the limits, or just are very either organic or, you know, just can be played on a stage by by humans. You know what I mean?
That's
yeah. I'm digging a hole here or something.
Well, we were talking about Missy Higgins earlier, right?
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, exactly. Like that kind
of. She can do a band, or she can just sit there in front of a mic. Exactly. And play and sound just as amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I think that sums up the Australian music scene a lot. It's like that. Everyone's really good on the road as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is cool. Yeah. But I'm loving Canada. I'm not saying Canada's like anything different to that. I'm totally... The Canadian bands are amazing. Like, so many good bands in Canada.
Yeah, lots of music happening in Vancouver, right? Especially.
Definitely.
Yeah. Lots happening. Yeah.
Well, look, you're here.
Happy
cool.
To be here.
And we have extra people here. You want to introduce them? Who's?
Oh, well, yes. I brought my entire family. Where's Bo? I have Bo and Toro. Toro's playing with me at the show. He's videotaping.
Okay. He's a camera
and
guy.
And over there,
today.
Darren, did you want to say hey to Nikki?
Yeah, we got the lovely Nikki Rude here, lead songwriter and guitar player and vocalist in Pisces Dream.
So pretty.
Amazing if you haven't checked him out. And yes, beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah, to have a fan club here, huh?
I feel more popular that way.
Okay, what's your favorite song?
My favorite
besides,
song?
P.S.
Besides P.S.? Would you like me to play it next?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's call it Bunny Kiss.
Bunny Kiss?
Yeah. And this one, I'm going to say, is for... let's send it out to Vanessa, partner in crime. Chest tonight, falling asleep, the sound of your heartbeat. Every time I hear it change, I start wondering what you're dreaming. What you're dreaming. My favorite coffee. Bunny kiss, and I love watching your eyes absorbing the words come to life on your lips. We've been so many places, and there's so many more to go. All the while, oh, wrapped in your
space for me. And there, and if only then you're mine in that moment. So I'll reach for you back and hold you close. Yeah, baby, you're mine. 'Cause you're my favorite coffee memory, my favorite bunny kiss. And I love watching your eyes absorb and the words come to life on your lips. And we've been so many places, and there's so many more to go. Here with my head on your chest tonight, falling asleep to the sound of your heartbeat. And every time I hear it change, I start wondering what you're dreaming, what you're dreaming. Baby, sleep sweet. Baby, sleep sweet. Baby, sleep sweet.
Wow. Yeah, it's a nice song.
Thank you.
So let's say hi to Chrissy in Calgary.
Hey,
listening there to the show. And Alejandro, that he makes the tacos now at the,
Alejandro!
The British Ex-Servicemen Association every Friday. So
I'm hungry.
Nice tacos. Yeah, me too, actually. There's the Pit Pub downstairs have cheap beer and burgers and stuff. So,
I like it.
Really cool. So let's hear calling, no? Let's do another song.
Yes,
playing
please.
on the 24th, no? Of May at the St. James Hall there in Kitsilano.
Yeah.
What are we gonna listen to?
I'm gonna play you it's the title track of my full length album that I released last year, and so I guess this was a song that I wrote about. It was like a homesick kind of a song. I'd been living in Canada for about 3 years before even going back to Australia, and I went home for a Christmas, and around the eve of leaving for home, I wrote this tune. It's a little song called As Young As We Are Now.
Okay.
Life through a melody line and
got it through one song at a time, but you'll leave no stone left unturned. Yeah, you'll break every heart in the world, but there'll be thousands of more love songs from experience. And you'll fight far with far when needed, but rather exhaust the flame than feed it. We'll take every chance that this world allows, 'cause we're never as young as we are right now.
Yeah, so we'll be playing all these songs at St. James Hall. I keep plugging it, but you know, it takes a long time and a lot of effort to put in a show like this. And
yeah,
it's been me and my girlfriend Nadia have just been like working so hard at it for the last 2 months, just organizing everything for the show. And
so
I just got to get it out there. It's like the 24th of May.
Thursday,
I hear that.
24th of May, people.
It's a Thursday night.
Okay.
And starts at 7:30, and gonna go till probably around 10:30, and so it's fairly early night.
Okay, it's an early show.
Work on Friday.
Okay.
But it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Cool.
Really excited for it.
Yeah,
some cool things planned.
Live music every day in Vancouver, so yeah, check it out. At least we have this Thursday with Lini, and next one.
Next
Colin, cool.
That's great.
Should give away tickets, no? Or,
yeah, I've got a couple of tickets to give away. I'm going to give 2 tickets to the show and the new single and my current full length album as well. So, a bit of a package there: 2 tickets, a single, and an album to I guess anyone that wants to call in and.
Okay. And, yeah. Give us a call here or through the Facebook. You can also check us out there. Telephone number is 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR. And in the meantime, let's listen to Chains of Love. This is a really cool Vancouver band.
Cool.
Yeah. And we'll be right back here, 101.9 FM.
Thank you. Western Canada's largest independent music and arts festival, Sled Island, features over 200 bands, including Feist, The Hold Steady, Archers of Loaf, and Andrew WK. Sled Island also features comedy, film, and art at multiple venues in Calgary, Alberta, from June 20th through the 23rd. Festival passes are on sale now at sledisland.com. Get your sled on. Get ready for Volume 4 of Next Music from Tokyo. A mayhem of indie Japanese music will descend on Vancouver Wednesday, May 23rd at the Waldorf Hotel, featuring Japan's best and brightest rock legends. The Zazen Boys, Group Inu, Charan Po Rantan, and Praha Depart. Next Music from Tokyo is a non-profit cross-Canada tour showcasing the best independent and underground music from Japan. Volume 4 of Next Music from Tokyo, Wednesday, May 23rd at the Waldorf Hotel.
Hey, we're back here, 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. We still have like 60 minutes, so...
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, let's play another couple of songs, no?
Yeah.
So, we have one each. Would you like to play now?
Well, since I met my guitarist about 3 days ago and we prepared four songs, we better stick with those ones.
Stairway.
Yes. I get hired to write songs for people's special events, and this one I did very close to the day, a year ago. It was from a mother to a daughter on her wedding day. So
okay.
It's called My Child, I think.
Okay.
For my daughter?
Yes.
Okay. So that one goes out to Dana and Donna.
Dana and Donna.
Yes, the mom is Donna and the daughter is Dana.
Okay.
Yeah. That's cool.
So, yeah, let's go with calling now.
Awesome.
So remember to check out Lini this Thursday at Toby's Grill and Puff, I think. No,
Grill and Puff?
Grill
totally.
And Puff or something. Yeah.
Sure. We're going to be playing at Toby's on Commercial and 12th.
There's no cover?
There is no cover, no. Nice. Just like amazing awesomeness.
Okay.
For an entire night, 9:30 to midnight.
Yeah. Sometimes I go there on Sundays for the Caesars. The
oh,
special.
Good call. Yeah. You know, you should go on Thursday. Just saying.
Yeah, I'll go there.
All right.
So let's give a shout out to Katerina that works there.
Hey, Katerina, I will see you Thursday.
And Patty in Port Moody also.
Woo!
Yeah, two people. Okay, let's listen to a song then.
Cool.
Yeah.
This is a little song. This is the B-side of the single. It's My Only Wolves. It's a song called The Last One.
Okay.
I performed this one on the Green Couch Sessions. Do you know those guys?
They
do some amazing things in Vancouver with the music industry. And lots of awesome artists playing on this little green couch where they take around the city and play everywhere. We did a little session in the Prop House Cafe.
Okay,
in Vannables there.
Yeah, yeah.
In East Van. And I played this tune. This little song called The Last One.
Okay.
one I love. You could be the last one I love. You could be the last one I love. You could be the last one I love.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah, really cool. So let's recap what's going to happen this Thursday. Well, today there's open mic at This Place Hashery, 3293 West 4th Avenue. They're on Blenheim and West 4th, Kitsilano. So check it out. Lots of great talent that comes every Tuesday there. There's cheap beers and this kind of wine and food, and yeah, it's
good
really
music
cool.
Great food.
Yeah, great food. And then Thursday at Toby's, Lini Bennett is going to be performing there with special guests or surprises. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be really cool there. And then Friday, we have the Indie Pop Vancouver series with Payday Millionaire, The Rain on the Sidewalk, and the Hot Red Icicles Burning on Fire. They're also going to be performing on June 1st with Tyranna Horse, also at the British Ex-Servicemen. That's 1143 Kingsway. And the next Friday, Admiral Akiba is going to be performing there with the 3 O'Clock Animals and Corey Hawthorne. So I think we're going to have Corey Hawthorne next week here on the show, so check him out. And then on Thursday, May 24, at St. James Hall, the single release of Colleen Bullock there.
Yeah, and you guys should come on out. And have we given away those tickets yet? Did anyone?
No, not yet.
Well,
so,
I'm going to leave them here. So okay. Hopefully you'll be able to get rid of them.
Yeah, telephone number is 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR. Or send us on the Facebook too. You can check it out there. Okay, well, thanks guys
for having us in.
For coming here.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was a really eclectic show today. A lot of people came. So, yeah. And I'm going to leave you with the Sassen Boys. Hear a little bit of Japanese music while Arthur Kay is here with his show Inner Journey. The Sassen Boys are going to be performing as part of the next Music from Tokyo, Volume 4. That's happening at the Waldorf on May 23rd. That's a Wednesday. So let's listen to that. And anything else, guys, that you want to add there?
I want to call and win the tickets. What was that number?
It's 822-2487. Awesome. 822-2487.
That's great.
それでもやっぱり読み替える静的ショット。